said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed, and Aaron.
Time for one of our favourites, text trauma.
Mayday, mayday! This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Yes, and if you had a breakup via text message, we want those messages.
Yeah, because we're offering 500,
yeah,
aren't we?
500, yeah. Cold hard cash.
This is a brilliant idea. I haven't even heard the segment or done it yet, but it,
I love,
it.
The segment. It's your favourite segment ever in the journey of the show. You just enjoy it every time it's on.
It's not about the destination, is it? No, just the journey.
We changed the name so everyone is protected.
Yes.
But now
anonymous.
Yeah, it's from anonymous. That's right. So I'll lay out this story for you. Now, this is a story of Tash, who used to date Caleb when she was in high school. They ended things and both went their separate ways. Years down the track, they reconnected when Caleb added Tash on Facebook. They started seeing each other again until Caleb got a little too clingy. These are their actual text messages. And today, playing the role of Tash is Dee Husey.
Yeah.
And assuming the role of Caleb, reading their actual text messages, will be our very own Aaron Molan.
And so, Aaron, I wanted you to play Tash, but they've made me play Tash. So you get to play masculine role.
So,
right?
Do we don't do voices or anything? We just
do a voice. Yes, you don't have to, but I will.
Most certainly.
Okay, I'll just lower it a little bit, my voice.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's up to you.
Okay.
So you're playing the dude, I'm playing the chick, and this is the actual breakup, actual messages back and forth.
God, I hope Caleb's not listening, like, because Caleb doesn't know about
this. It's not his real name, by the way. It's not his real name. So he has no idea what's going on here. All right,
okay.
Yep.
Come over tomorrow.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I've got plans all weekend.
Bring, 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 bring. No answer. Bring, 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 bring. No answer.
Hey, it's really loud in here. You won't be able to hear me.
Where are you?
Shisha Cafe.
So why can't you come over tonight exactly?
I'm out with my girls.
LMAO. Answer the phone. Go somewhere quiet. I don't like your attitude.
I'm not giving you attitude.
Well, you sound like a spoiled... And you choose your girls at a shisha over spending the night with me? Listen, when I'm seeing a girl, she sees me when I want. In fact, she wants to see me before I say anything. That's true GF material. If you want to have girls' nights out over spending time with me, then I'm not the one for you. You're too busy talking to 100 guys and swiping on dating apps. I think I mean swiping. So yeah, take care, nice seeing you, but you have changed. Bye.
I don't even know what to say. I legit had these plans already made. Yes, I've changed. I put myself first for once in my life.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And that's why, as a female, you will be alone forever. Spare your excuses. Keep swiping, LOL.
You haven't got anything worthwhile to say.
Yeah.
Delete my number.
Yeah.
Okay, when are you free this week to come over?
I'm at work.
Yeah.
Yes, get over it. Time to stick to plans. What day? Kiss.
What? After the way you spoke to me?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Off.
Tash, you feel okay about it?
That was hilarious, guys.
I have tears. And you know what, Tash, just so you know, even though he was writing all this in bravado, I think he would have been in tears in the corner.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up. Blame
game. So I take time out of my busy schedule to put the washing on the line, and I ring my wife to ask whether it had been washed. She said it had been, so I take it out of the machine and I put it all up. She gets home and says, "You're an idiot. It hasn't been washed." And how was I to know it hadn't been washed?
I think there were some fairly obvious signs, Ed.
You yourself said that your running shorts were sodden and disgusting.
And smelt of your own sweat.
I couldn't complain.
If it's only sweat, we're lucky.
They get a fair workout, those shorts, and you know that.
What was your last run again? Yeah, how many minutes for 5K?
Under 20 minutes for 5K. So
look, you're a very fast runner, and that takes in time for you to stop and send up a flare in the middle of the Centennial Park.
And ask women for directions.
Yeah, and they were very helpful and walked me to the light rail. Now.
Gave him a lollipop.
It was a sad parting that day. We have to leave each other. So
you know Holly's on the line, right?
I think she is. Is she?
Oh, yeah. No, she's not there. She's talking. It's a different blame game. Play a blame game part two. That's fine. I need to know what goes on with the washing down at the Molan household.
Yeah, who's doing
That's
it?
That's what I'm keen to know
Who does
about.
It? Your partner.
Well, do you want to take out the blame game people first?
We'll finish. Here we go. Christine, who's at fault, Husey or the wife, Holly?
Hey, guys, I think they're both in the wrong. I think she shouldn't have said that the machine was on. I think he
Christine. So that's one for Husey?
That's one for me.
No, that's split down the middle. That's half a vote each.
Well, we can't have that. No, we can't have half a vote.
I'll take the whole point then.
Will
that's
you?
For me, Jordan. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm going to say probably 60% fault your mate and 40% hers. You got to smell that.
Smell it, don't you, Geordie? So I can say something about Jordan. He will sniff any piece of clothing that comes past him, whether it's on someone or it's not.
Jordan, I did do a bit of sniffing though. I did some sniffing, and
Yeah.
Did you have sinus?
The stench, you know. You got to know that stench.
You got to know your own stench, yeah. Jordan. Yeah,
but sometimes you think your stench is built in. It's like it's over months. Your stench.
To be honest, it's like when you do a fluffer, which is what Eliza and I call them. Sometimes you like the smell of your.
Of course you do. We always do.
So Yeezy might have smelled it and thought it smelled nice because it's his own.
I see what you mean. He's desensitized to the putridness of it.
In the past, my wife has said that she enjoys my smell. She has said it. Not the fluffs. She's not happy with the fluffs. Can I say with my fluffs, they're louder than they are putrid?
It's because you're a vegan. Vegans are known for their volume. That's what I'm saying. Vegans are known for their volume.
We'll see that.
We should have the vegan.
Yeah.
We should have the Sydney vegan choir.
I'm going to do a day in the life of my trumpet one day. Anyway, Jade, I'm still winning. I'm above the line
winning.
Here. Jade, what do you say?
Hello. Sorry, I'm with Jordan, the last caller. Like, there's no excuse. The smell should have gave that away straight up.
Thanks,
starting
Jade.
Starting the turn here. We're starting the turn here. Yep. This is great.
All right. Well, I think we're about even now.
Cameron?
Cameron, who is to blame? Holly for saying that the clothes were washed or him for not realising they were all soiled?
I think Hughes is in the wrong here, although I must sort of sympathise with him. If he doesn't do it very often, it's very easy to get it wrong.
Oh, I see what he's done
there.
That's
a backhanded slap.
That's a backhander because he never does any work at home.
Now,
what a legend.
We've got my wife there. Now,
Holly.
Hi, guys.
Now, you look like you've had a win there, but can we just pick up Cameron on his point that I don't do it very often? Holly, do I often put out the washing?
You do, because our washing machine has the longest cycle. Doesn't it? Our new washing machine has like a 2.5 hour normal cycle.
2:45.
So I can't do a load before I go to work. It's normal cycle is 2.5 hours.
No,
that's a
really
lot of cycling.
No. We got to talk. That's crazy. Now, Holly, on another point, he claims that you like his scent.
Look, I would say he's not a very smelly person, and I like that. Not the farts, just his, you know.
He also claims that his trumpeting is louder than it is fragrant. Would you agree with that?
Well, I try to avoid, once I hear the trumpet, I'm not going
You don't stay for the concert, yeah. But today I found
Morning Crew. Matthew McConaughey.
Here he is.
Hello.
So pumped up to have you on the show, mate. I know all of us have been enjoying your movies for a long time. And when Matthew McConaughey is in a film, it's always great. And that's just the way it is.
I know that.
So, but he's more than a superstar actor, isn't he?
Yes, he is, because he's also an author. Now, Matthew, the title of your new book, which I listened to it on audiobook because I wanted to hear your cadence. And I absolutely loved it. Is called Green Light.
Yes, it is. Yes, and how was my Australian accent in the readings?
It was really good because we know people know this about you. You did spend some time
Not
in your.
Not everyone knows.
All right.
This.
Well, then you. Okay. Go
well,
on.
Well, I mean, your first job was at an ANZ bank. You were a bank teller. That was your first job in life in rural New South Wales. That's true, isn't it, Matthew?
This is a true story. And I pulled the big bill, the last big bill in the far right corner of the register in the bank. Do not pull it out because that means metal touches metal and the alarms go off in the ANZ bank. Sirens will be out front. And they were.
Well, what did you make of Australians back then? What did you make of your customer base?
Of the just Australians in general?
Just at the bank. Are they customers or are they clients? What do you call
them? Well, in the place, in the little town I was in, the people that were coming into the bank, they weren't depositing or taking out very much. I mean, they were like day to day, week to week. They come in on Friday and put their paychecks in and come in maybe Tuesday and take a little chunk of change out. But it was, you know, it was a small town bank.
But you were like a young American with an exotic accent. Were many of the customers flirting with you, Matthew, back then? Were they looking for some exotic action?
I don't think they were. I think I was looking for more exotic action than they were.
Were you good looking? Like, you're good looking now, but
he won most handsome in high school. It's in the book. He was most handsome.
Oh yeah, no,
it
was an amazing chapter. It was my favorite. I'm working both ends of the day at the moment. I've got a 2-year-old. But were you like, some people bloom as they get older? But you, so you've been hot from day dot. Like, that's a question as well.
It's a hard one to answer.
Oh, geez, I don't know. No, I just I don't know. Was I hot when I was there in Australia as a bank teller? I mean, in behind the counter and my button up and my my tie and my razors on my across my cheek. I don't know. I was looking pretty sharp, I suppose.
Yeah, can we talk about the green lights? The idea of the book Green Lights, because it's not a memoir as such. I genuinely loved it. It's really good. It's really, really entertaining.
Thank you.
So I got a little bit of a grab to explain the idea of the green light that maybe sums up a little bit of the book.
Catching green lights is about skill, intent, context, consideration, endurance, anticipation, resilience, speed, and discipline. We can catch more green lights by simply identifying where the red lights are in our life and then change course to hit fewer of them. We can also earn green lights.
What are green lights?
So green lights, just on the road of life. We love green lights. They say go. Yeah. Yes, please, more, carry on. Freedom. Uh-huh. Atta boy, atta girl. They affirm our way. We like them. Red and yellow lights, we don't like those because they slow us down and make us stop, right? But we usually find out that the red and yellow light, the yellow that made us slow down, that ended up putting us in the red light, that made us stop and maybe get introspective for a minute, look to our past for a minute, whatever that is. We end up finding out that we needed them somehow. And so, yeah, you can engineer a green light in your life, green lights in your life by sheer choices you make. Simple. Put the coffee in the filter the night before so you get up in the morning. All you got to do is press the button. That's engineering a green light for your morning. It's being cool and kind to your future self. Simple one, right? Yep. Yellow lights. You need those too. Because if you didn't slow down and take a little stock of where you've been or why you keep stepping in the same damn pothole every single day, you're going to keep stepping in it and be a repeat offender.
Matthew,
so slow down to the yellow light and have a look back and go, damn, I'm going to figure out why I keep stepping in that hole so I can come by next time and skip over it and not step in it again.
Matthew, can I ask you about yellow lights? I generally go speed through up. The yellow lights. I speed up for yellow lights. When you drive, do you speed up or slow down?
That's the art right there. The art isn't what you do with the yellow light. Some people who are always looking for trouble or trying to turn molehills into mountains and dwell in sorrow slow down at every single yellow light so they can dwell in the red. Right? And what we need to do sometimes is look at that yellow light, which is that possible crisis, and put the pedal to the metal and say, I'm not giving that crisis credit. Go through the damn thing.
I love it.
It's great stuff. So we were listening. I'm listening to Matthew McConaughey. I'm loving it. I'm loving all the stories about the movies. The classic. All right. From Dazed and Confused. That was the moment where Matthew, you exploded onto everybody's screens. Everyone stood up. They took notice. Mm. We're getting through all that. You did some nude wrestling.
What?
With a tribesman in South America or Africa. I forgot where you were at that
I wasn't. No, there was nude bongo playing when
Sorry,
I got arrested. I was wearing shorts when I was wrestling an African tribesman.
That's right. Sorry.
You mixed two stories.
I like your story better, Ed.
Which one do we want then?
I'd rather nude bongo player.
Let's have nude bongo then. Matthew, some nude bongo if you wouldn't mind. Not now. I'm saying the story.
It's always never not a good time to do that unless it's too late at night and you're waking up the neighbors and they're calling the cops.
Yeah. But you came out in that story, you demanded that the police don't put clothes on you for your trip to the police station.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, after you know, the celebration I was having, that seemed in the state of mind I was in, that seemed to make a lot of sense at the time. Seemed to be in my mind at the time proof of innocence.
Here we go. This is towards the end of the book, so we get into relationship stuff as well. And this is one I saved this, Matthew, for Husey and Aaron and myself, because I knew this would particularly resonate with Husey here. Let's hear from Mr. McConaughey.
Poem. Today I made love to my woman. Not because I wanted to right then, but because I knew I'd want to once we started, and that the walk on the beach we took afterward would be more romantic. The cocktail I made at 5:45 would taste better. The shrimp I seasoned would have more savor. The all-star game we watched at 7 would be more exciting. The music we danced to till midnight would have more rhythm. And the conversation about life we had together, sitting across the kitchen table from each other until 3 in the morning, would be more inspiring.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. Absolutely. It's important, yeah. Matthew, to make love to your woman or your man, isn't it?
The only problem with that playback is that you've sped up my voice so much. It sounds like I'm chirping.
I didn't think you'd notice.
I did.
Slow down the BPMs, okay? And put them back in real time so it's my cadence. You can hear the story and it doesn't sound so dorky, thank you.
We have to go to an ad anyway, break, Matthew. We don't have to.
You caught me. I did. I said they... Our producer said that last one's a bit long. I said, I'll speed him up a bit. I didn't think he'd notice, but he did.
No. If you want to hear full context, play it real time. Anyway, go for it.
Hey, can I just ask, why didn't you want to? Originally, like you said at the start, not because you wanted to. Did you want to, but it wasn't solely because you wanted to, or did you just not feel like it, but then...
That's so none of your business. That's so none of your business.
It's in the book. But also,
like, I'd ask you that.
I wouldn't. I've got a 2.5-year-old. I haven't had action in a fair while. It's fine. Like, there'd be nothing interesting to say.
You've got time. Make time. There you go.
But I still, can I just go back and that we shouldn't have sped it up? And you know what? But it is very important to keep that connection with your partner, even if you feel like you're distracted, and make it happen so that you enjoy your life together, Matthew. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, hey, that's your story to tell.
He's annoyed we sped it up.
And it's fair enough too. It's fair enough.
No annoyance over here. I'm just hopping back in the cage. Not annoyed at all.
Mate, he's in the moment. This man is in the moment.
I know that.
Matthew McConaughey, the Green Lights book is phenomenal.
Audiobook.
Make sure you...
Friends, audiobook. Get yourself the audiobook. Paper is great.
Paper's great.
I've got
well.
The paper
the voice.
One.
You know, the
paper's
voice.
Good, but audiobook, and then you'll get to hear it at its original.
Matthew McConaughey, thank you very much indeed for your time, legend.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks so much.
All right, now.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Apart from, you know, film success and TV success, theatre in London, Brendan, you've spent a lot of time on the stage at the West End.
Yeah, that was kind of how, I got my shots of being in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Avatar was kind of being seen on stage there.
Big directors coming over and just watching you on stage.
Lots of casting directors turn up. And I was in a play called Yerma that director Simon Stone, Australian director, made over there with Billy Piper in it. And that was a big hit and went to New York. And that kind of put me on the map.
Are you told before the night's play that there's someone in there? Is that in your head at all?
Not with that cast. Some casts want to know, but with us, the play was so intense. It was in a glass box, an hour and a half, pretty heavy kind of subject matter. And so you don't want to know because then you're like, where's Baz? You know, the whole time. and especially in New York where you do have your De Niro's and stuff in every night. Whoa. And you think, there's no way I can do the acting in front of that.
You freak out.
So did you ever catch anyone's eye by accident? You know, I know you're concentrating, but you know, you totally Did you ever catch an ice? I
think they call it crowd surfing. Yeah, once you do that, you're gone. You know,
you always find people who look bored, don't you?
You've got a bloke nodding off in the fifth minute, and then you're like, mate, I'm playing Galileo here. Can you just give me 15 minutes? Also, you paid £67 to have a nap. Like, you know.
Did that happen to you a fair bit,
Hughesy? You try not to. I like the crowd dark. Yeah. I don't want to see anyone. You know, you imagine they're having a good time, but you don't want to be, you know, have it confirmed that they're not. Yeah. So,
Erin's desperate to be an actor. No, Brendan, you very kindly has come in to see if you can help her out. Now, yesterday, her and Hughesy attempted the big scene from Bridget Jones when she's about to leave to try and make Hugh Grant jealous. And this is how Hughesy and Erin went with it.
I've been offered a job in television.
Television?
Mm. And they want me to start straight away, so I've got to leave in about 3 minutes, so,
Whoa! Just hold it right there, Miss Jones. I'm sorry to inform you, but I think you'll find that by contract, you're expected to give at least 6 weeks' notice.
Cut. What will happen with the accents, you two? Why are you John Wayne? Why are you John Wayne?
I don't know. I panicked.
Yeah, I channeled Matthew McConaughey. So
look, it's you had a take on it, and you
but I've been sacked.
Yeah,
I'm sacked, okay. And now
way you've been semi-promoted because today, Brendan, he's now the you failed upwards. He's going to be directing yourself now, Brendan. When we said you were very kindly said you'd come in, and you've chosen a scene. This is from The Notebook. This is the morning after Ali and Noah have first slept together. So to give a bit of context, this is how Ryan...
Yeah, these are the given circumstances, we call it. The GCs.
This is the GCs. And this is how a little bit of how Ryan, was it Gosling and Rachel McAdams had a go at it?
Yes, you got my letters. Finally.
What are you going to do, Al?
We're back to that. Are we back there? What about the past couple of days? They happen, you know?
I know that they happen, and they were wonderful. But they were also very irresponsible.
Now, pull it down. Whatever. That's their version.
What was breaking in the background?
Is there an extra bloke in there? Can I get a line or not?
There might be a gold retriever.
You're the director. You can put yourself in.
They're on a deck.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Hughesy, they're in your hands.
All right. I'm the director. So
have you got the American accent?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'm quiet on the set. Action.
I see you got my letters. Finally, what are you going to do, Al?
I don't know.
We're back to that. Are we back there? What about the past couple of days? They happened, you know.
I know they happened. But they were wonderful. They were awesome.
Well, no, just cut. What, you know how expensive it is to make a film? You know, you're...
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're so in love with me, you can't stop laughing.
This is the Australian, you know, De Niro, Raging Bull, and he was like in his prime.
I'm nervous because, hello, Avatar, Hollywood. Okay,
who else have we got lined up?
Okay,
This is it.
Just remember that, just to keep the stakes. Keep the stakes.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
You know, you really want to break up with me, that's your motivation, but your obstacle is I'm Ryan Gosling.
I love you. Yeah.
And you love me.
Okay.
But you want to end it because there's a more sensible bloke down the road.
Why didn't anyone
Your mum doesn't want you to be with me. But you can't help yourself because I'm a combination of Gosling and Cow.
This should have been said before we started in my defense.
Well, you know what? It's my first directing.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm going to get sacked now.
Okay, go. Right.
Gosling,
okay.
Cow.
Go. I'm ready.
Action.
I see you got my letters finally. What are you going to do, Al?
I don't know.
We're back to that? Are we back there? What about the past couple of days? They happened, you know.
I know that they happened. They were wonderful, but they were also very, very irresponsible. And I have a fiancé waiting at a hotel. He's going to be crushed when he finds out.
So you make love to me and then you go back to your husband? Was that your plan? Was that a test I didn't pass?
No! I made a promise to a man. He gave me a ring and I gave him my word.
And your word is shot to hell now, don't you think?
I don't know. I'll find out and I'll talk to him and see how he feels.
Keep going.
This is not about keeping your promise. And it's not about following your heart. It's about security.
What is that supposed
money
to mean?
Money!
Keep going.
Money, what are you? He's got a lot of money.
Now I hate you, you smug, poor bastard.
Well, I hate you.
Is there a future for this woman,
rap
Brendan?
He's
rap party already.
Brendan Cow, thank you.
I think you've got it. I think you've got it. I'm calling Jim.
Sydney's Today FM.
Andrew from Little Bay, what's your story?
Hey, Hughie, my wife bought me some diesel tight jeans and tried to get them on, and they were super tight like yours.
Yeah.
And we went out to dinner, and at dinner they split on me, and I had some tradie bright underwear underneath, and everyone could see them.
It's embarrassing. I'm not gonna lie, Andrew. I was worried about splittage on Saturday night.
I know.
I didn't bend over.
And you? Oh, okay.
No, I just. Yeah.
Do you normally bend over just day to day, kind of?
Well, to pick something off of the ground, you'd bend over, wouldn't you?
Do you know, have I people that do that down. For you?
No, I don't.
Like women?
I'm not even going to say what I was going to say then. No. You're trying to get me in trouble.
No, I never did that.
If only they would. Yeah. Oh. But no, I'm often picking stuff up around the house, and fair enough too. Just, leave that on the ground. Why not? I'll pick it up.
such a noble man you are, a steed.
No, let's Brittany from Mount Druitt. What happened?
I've ripped my nipple bar out by putting a bra, singlet, and shirt on.
Oh,
a nipple piercing! You ripped it out?
Yes.
Ah, yes. In a zipper.
Bra, anything, any clothing I put on.
Oh, where does Brittany. The piercing go through? Which bit?
It goes vertical.
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 But if you rip a nipple bar out. Do they regenerate? Do you know what I mean? Does it grow over, or is it a hole there forever?
It heals. It does heal.
You know what?
It does
That's heal. Actually a really good question. Yeah. I'd never thought about that.
Top three questions I've heard you ask in 2 months of
working
together.
Well done.
Yeah, it was really good.
I want to know my nipples would regenerate if I ever decide to get a bar through there. So, that's full on.
Yeah.
What about we go with Mary?
Yeah, Mary.
Oh, God, all good. Yeah,
they're all good.
Oh, Mary's is good, yeah.
Go with Mary.
Yeah, Mary. Let's get Mary.
All right. Mary, what do you got?
I used to be a fan of skinny leg jeans up until the point where I was doing the bump shuffle to get into them and knock myself unconscious on the bedside table. So definitely mum jeans fan now. No more skinny leg for me.
Yeah, the old bump shuffle.
And then I know it so well. Yeah. And you go side to side to side to side, leg to leg to leg to leg, and then plonk and pops.
How long were you out for, Mary, do you reckon?
Sorry?
How long were you out for?
Oh, for about 5 minutes, because then That's Hubby came long. Up to see where I was, and then he found me unconscious on the floor. So definitely didn't go out that night.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Good stuff.
Okay.
I mean, it's awful,
Cynthia.
Yeah, let's do
Cynthia from Fairfield.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Hey, girl.
What do you got for us?
Oh, my God, this is forever. I've been trying to call in for, all my life.
That's great.
We love your
Good
passion.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So what? How can you relate to the skinny legs story?
Oh, my God, by the skinny legs story, I love it. You know, every girl looks so good in it. But after 6 kids, bam, it's everything changed.
Yeah, and then what can't you do now? How far can you get them up?
I can't fit. Can't even get up my knee.
I can't even get them above the knees. Just give up at the knee.
Nice, loose clothing. There you go. Good on you, Cynthia.
Did you wear them at the knee?
If you wore a long T-shirt, you could. Just a long shirt.
Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
You know what? Every now and again, gratitude isn't shown.
Yeah.
And, it's disappointing.
Very much so.
Because the mountainous region of northern Iraq, Gara,
known for its good times.
Yeah. A group of people, a group of freedom fighters.
Yeah. Freedom. That's not what I wanted. What is that?
That's the one.
Yeah. And we're talking, when you say freedom fighters, you could talk, we've got to make this clear, we're talking about animal.
Be careful when you say Northern Iraq and freedom fighters and then start playing George Michael. Got to be careful, you're not
endorsing
aligning this show with a group, any group.
Glamorising being a freedom fighter or anything along those lines. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about animal activists.
Ah.
We're talking about human activists, so it's a separate category. They had a big, everyone's got their rights. Now, but bears have their rights because a lot of bears are in captivity in Iraq. Mm. That's a thing. They like putting bears.
Like having bears as pets.
Yes, they do.
Okay, that's awful.
Yeah, and it's not legal, I don't believe.
No, you're not meant to have, and these are large bears.
Big bears.
Big bears. There you go.
People have them in captivity and it's not right. So a group of animal activists gathered some bears that they got from people.
Well, rescued some bears.
Well, they rescued the bears. Mm. And they thought, we're going to have a ceremony where we release the bears. Mm. And we'll all gather around.
That's
bats. Release the bats.
Well, it's a ceremony,
and
mate.
They will wander off into the mountains happy that we have done this for them.
And they might do that thing where they look back over their shoulder wistfully and then turn and go back into the...
Give them a wink, mate.
Yeah, give them the...
Can bears wink?
Yeah, of course bears can wink.
They can in cartoons.
No, I don't think...
Yogi Bear was a big winker.
He was also on all standing up on his hind legs with a waistcoat on.
Yeah.
Well, these bears... bears can stand up on their hind legs, mate. Don't they can't only Yogi Bear can do that. Yes, they can.
Yeah,
bears can walk around on their hind legs, can't they?
Oh, you've been to a circus, have you?
Mate, just before you get swatted by a bear, it's generally on its hind legs. It gives you a big swat.
Fair enough, too.
Who was that bear that, the one in the kids thing that was really weird that couldn't talk?
Humphrey.
Yes, Humphrey B. Bear. Creepy. That bear was...
Oh, it was a stalwart of Channel 9.
It was like but also, in Neighbours. Was he on Channel 9, was he?
A creep. No, Humphrey B. Bear was... I grew up on Humphrey B. Bear.
Like, just he didn't wear pants. Like, it was
he didn't wear pants,
weird.
But you know what? He didn't speak. He didn't tell no lies.
That the truth. That the truth.
I'd rather a bear in pants that lied, to be honest, as a 4-year-old.
Give what you wish for. So
what happened, man?
Go back to Northern Iraq.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you what happened.
I'll tell you what happened.
All right, you tell me what happened.
They let the bears go, and off
beautiful
you go.
Moment.
And guess what?
What?
No, the bears were not happy, and they attacked the animal activists. The bears turned around and said, "We'll have a bit of you before we go." And people were scattering left, right, and centre.
I
know. Give us a bit of more roaring, yeah?
Get another roar, please.
And we need some screaming as well. Can we get some screaming?
I should have Northern Iraqi screaming.
Oh, it's got my leg! It's got my leg! Is that good?
We're trying to help. We're trying to help.
We saved you.
Get him.
No one knows this one.
Share your story.
Oh, God.
Where were you?
I was in New Zealand.
How old were you?
16.
And why were you in New Zealand when you were 16?
I was on a netball tour.
Okay, so you're on a netball tour. Obviously,
you're a good netballer.
Great netballer.
I played for Queensland Catholic, the seconds team.
No, absolutely. Still, great team. A lot of great Queensland Catholic netballers.
Half of the Queensland population plays netball. Yes, she's at
exactly.
the top of the...
It was,
there's a lot of
Catholics.
So,
anyway, I'm going to tell it quickly and succinctly. I'm not going to do much detail, but you'll get the gist of it. So we were billeted out to different families. I was 16. We were billeted out. I might have even been 15, 9 months or something.
Yeah, sure.
Billeted out to different families that of other girls who we were playing netball against. And one of them had an older brother who was quite cute, one of the people we lived with, me and another girl from the team. And anyway, so I was a bit nervous. I don't think I'd actually really stayed away from home before.
Yeah.
And I needed to go to the toilet, but I didn't want to go to the toilet in the toilet in case...
See, the smell came out and like you were known as the girl who goes to the toilet and, you know,
so,
and you were wanting to impress the brother. And yeah. So where were you? Oh, you've got it now. We've come too far.
We're here now. We're in New Zealand now.
Yeah, this is a long time. This is...
So I had a bath.
You had a bath.
You're in the bath.
Yes.
And you,
And you.
And then I tried.
You tried to
get rid of it, and it flooded. And
I thought it was a shower. Was it a bath?
Well, it was a bath.
I think a shower sounds better.
I reckon a bath.
It was a bath with a shower head.
Yeah, but you were standing.
Anyway,
up.
It was awful, and I tried to get rid of it, and then I panicked. I slipped. I passed out, and then I had to tell the family that I'd vomited, and I hadn't, and it was just awful.
They knew it wasn't vomit.
Did you have to faint?
Did you faint?
Yes, because I was so worked up and stressed and upset, and I was using towels from their cupboard in the bathroom to try and mop it up. It was awful.
You fainted because you had deliberately done a poo in the shower/bath and you were having trouble getting it down the plug hole. And so they came in with an unconscious girl in there.
Erin, you're right in there. Erin, you've been on there for 45 minutes. Erin. Is the water still running, Erin? Erin, we're going
to
come in. Erin, wake up. Erin, wake up.
Did you get with the brother or not?
No, it was awful. And I'm.
Erin, these towels. How many of these towels have you used, Erin?
Did you have to go to hospital?
No, because I told them I'd eaten chocolate. I don't think they believe me.
What was the chocolate? Erin, what was it? Was it a Tomorrow bar? Was it off? Was it a chocolate fish?
I think there's a lesson in it for all of us.
Was it off?
Just use the toilet. There's nothing wrong with using the toilet.
Older brother.
It's going to be worse if you use the shower. It's going to be worse.
The Today FM Morning Crew, Husie, Ed and Erin.
I don't want to play this game alone. I want you to also.
I didn't make that claim.
Yeah, well, I'm
not... happy to back myself and give it a red hot crack.
Okay,
well,
there's two here, and I'm the judge.
You also, you're always. I can guess people's
you
shoe size.
You think you know everything?
I can guess
know.
People's other stuff. Mm. You know, you're a guesser. You back yourself, and I want you to back yourself here.
Okay.
So everyone who calls us, all you have to do is tell us your name, and we're going to guess your profession, and you can. You know, I want the person. Calling to say who's closest.
Yes, love it.
Great.
Is it? Yeah. I'm ready. Who's closest?
Well done.
All right. So who have we got? What? We've got. Is it Shane?
Hello.
Your name is Shane.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I need them to say my name
just,
is Shane.
Yes, so we can listen to kind of you know emphasis.
All right, no, I don't. Yeah.
Just say my name is Shane.
My name is Shane.
All right. So, but you guys are trying to work off their voice, and I don't like
and
it.
And accent.
I don't like it. I just want you to work off the name. But anyway, his name is Shane.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I think you should go first.
All right, Shane. Shane, what does Shane do?
I'll go first. I believe Shane Shane to be a concreter.
Okay. I'm going to go with he works at the RMS.
All right.
It's like the roads and... Traffic Authority, place where you go to get your license.
All right. Oh, the RTA, I call it.
Yeah, the RTA. Right, has well, a million different well, versions, yeah, but yeah.
Acronym Central over there. I think Shane, oh, it's a tough one.
It's your game.
I know. I think you said he's a concreter. So Ed said a concreter.
I think Aaron he works said, where you get your license, like, you know, New South
no,
Wales
No, I think
licenses.
He works outside. I think he's a... I reckon he.
Oh, for the love of God, just
I think
guess
Shane.
Got a few to get to.
He's a, he's a, I think he's a plasterer.
Outside.
All right, well, inside.
Outside, plastering.
Who's closest, Shane?
I'll go number one.
Yeah. Right, well, my name's Ed.
And what is your profession, Shane?
Excavator operator.
Oh, well
so
done.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks,
He's
Shane.
He's on the board. I love this game. Thank you, Shane.
I'm so hurt.
Let's go.
I'm so hurt.
Who's right. next?
Yeah, you're from Carrang Bar, and I shouldn't say the suburb, but you are. What's your name?
My name's Laura.
My name's Laura from Carrang Bar, the only bar that really cares. Righto.
I'm going to go first.
You go first.
I'm going to say she's a personal trainer.
Okay. I'm going to say, Laura, you're a legal clerk.
Clerk.
It's a really clerk?
I don't know. Come Carrang
Bar.
No, not suburb. No, don't get pick suburb out of it, mate.
Florist.
Just... Right, who's closest, Laura?
I think it's Erin. Very close, Erin.
Yeah. So what do you do?
What do you do?
I'm a lawyer.
Sorry, but that is
I'm
so
sorry, but that's really good. That's
that,
really good.
You know what?
So
I'm under
much.
So much pressure now.
Thank you so
much,
Laura.
I thought she was
Laura.
So happy.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, you were too happy and young to sound like a full lawyer, but I thought that's where you were going in your
was
career.
That was wonderful.
Erin, I've won.
Well done.
No, you
thank
haven't
you.
Won.
No,
it's one all
won.
No, between you
one
and
one all, and I can join the ranks.
No, but his was not close, even
look,
close.
No,
it was like
got,
a pity
no,
close.
It's my game. It's my rules.
Okay.
It's one all.
Okay.
But if but
this
you
is
know
double
what?
Points.
This is double points. So whoever gets this wins.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. What is your name, sir? You're from Campbelltown. What's your name?
Oh, Campbell, sorry. Well,
oh, I don't know. Is it my gun?
Well, you missed.
Yeah, you missed when the one in the middle there.
Well, I've got a different board than you. Oh, is it Charmaine?
Yeah, that's one.
All right, sorry. Charmaine.
Well, we should probably do both quickly.
Oh, no, just
fair.
Quickly, Charmaine. Okay. Charmaine, is your name Charmaine?
My name is Charmaine.
I love your phone line.
You say, okay. Right, well, my name Charmaine. Is Charmaine. My name is Charmaine.
No, Erin goes first here.
Okay, Charmaine, beautician.
My name is Charmaine. And I...
What is she?
My name is Charmaine.
No, come on, mate. We know her name. What do I
work
do last? Oh, God, I can't.
In accountancy.
Charmaine. Oh, I'm really struggling with Charmaine. I'm going to say that she runs a cafe.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Charmaine, who's closest?
None of you. You're not even close.
What do you do?
Right, the second go. Second go.
Okay, let's go.
Round
one more
two.
Round two. Go, Ed, go. Quick.
My name is Charmaine, and I am a PT.
Okay, Charmaine, you're a pilot.
All right, Charmaine, you work for the government.
Okay, Erin and government, so yeah.
Government?
Air Safety Australia?
What do you do?
What do you do?
I'm a train driver.
You love trains.
That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew catch-up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram.